Hey everybody, Jim and Aaron are back with another first-run Bald movie. Tonight we saw The Cure for Wellness, the 2017, I don't know why I have to say it on first-run movie, Gore Verbinski film starring some dude I've never seen before who could probably play a good young Voldemort, and Mia Goth, who is Shia LaBeouf's wife. Did you know that?
Shia LaBeouf's wife?
Yeah.
The really old lady or the way too young girl?
Yeah, the way too young girl. She's actually 24.
Dude, fuck me.
I know.
Really, really disturbed during parts of this movie.
Sure. No, that's a good way to describe a lot of how I felt about this movie. Very deeply disturbed.
Okay. I'm interested to hear your general thoughts on
Like, well, I'm kind of interested to hear yours first, so.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. You're gonna gauge your opinion.
I feel like
huh?
If I start, it'll be 5 minutes before we get to you, and you'll be like, "Yeah, I kind of broadly agree." And then I'm like, "What the hell?"
So I don't like this movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
it's unfortunate because I think.
When did you decide? Let me ask you this: percentage wise through the movie, when did you decide you didn't like it?
It's when I figured out the twist long before the movie wanted me to.
Oh, yeah.
Long. And then it belabored the point in telling me the thing that I already knew.
I mean, there was some...
Did not like that about it.
I was very interested to find out. I mean, because I, along with you and probably everybody that goes to see this movie, smoked out what was going on. And I was just thinking, okay... At no point in the movie was I unengaged or uninterested in it.
That's fair, yeah.
But at the very end, I was like, I think it needed to do more to justify. It's so weird because it's not a bad film, and it's not a scary film, but there are some very tough things to watch.
Uh-huh.
Just in a like, oh God, that makes me feel uncomfortable in a like body horror kind of way.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I feel like it could have been like a half hour shorter though.
Oh, for sure.
It really, you know, before I got into this movie, I looked at the runtime and it was 2.5 hours. I'm like, okay, I'm in for a marathon here.
Right.
And then when I realized what that marathon was going to consist of, and it was essentially going to be like the 26th mile, the final mile for an hour, I was no longer interested.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know.
But there was a lot
of
good build up.
I didn't feel like the movie felt like 2.5 hours. Like some movies do, plot along, but
that don't engage you, like you said, yeah.
Right. What's the British guy's name? Something Isaac.
Man,
he plays Bloody Barristan in The Patriot. He plays Lucius Malfoy in Harry Potter. You've seen him in a lot of different things. He could play either a really good Bond villain or a pretty good James Bond, and he doesn't seem like he's aged in 20 years, which. Maybe he's discovered the secret of the cure for wellness. I knew the big reveal. There's a lot of mechanics like I didn't understand, and also I don't know that I understand right now even what's going on, but or exactly you know like how.
So you were still interested
happens.
In the details, like the nitty gritty.
I was, but again, at the end, I'm like I. Don't know that this. What's the thing that Dan Feinberg always said on the Sepinwall's podcast? I don't know the game was worth the candle.
What does that even mean?
I think it's like in the old days, like if you wanted to stay up and
how
play.
How old is Dan Feinberg?
I think he's might discover the cure for wellness as well. It's like if you want to stay up and play a game of cards with your buddy or whatever, you'd have to burn a candle to do it. And at the end, if the game really sucked, it's like I'm not even sure if that was worth the candle. Like again, at no point in the movie was I'm like, this is dull or this is uninteresting or this is not well made or this isn't, you know, appropriately creepy or disturbing. It's just at the very end, I'm like, I felt very similar to like Crimson Peak, which that was a horror movie that came out. It stars, I don't know, a bunch of people I don't know, and the Thor's brother Loki. Like it was appropriately creepy and it was directed by the guy that did Hellboy and Pacific Rim.
Guillermo del Toro?
Yeah, there you go. You know, it had a lot of stuff going for it, but at the end, I'm like, boy, I saw this thing coming a mile away, and, you know, I guess a lot of one's enjoyment of watching something for 2 hours plus is kind of like wondering where it's going.
Yeah, and it felt like the movie wanted me to continue wondering after I had already figured it out. Like,
do you think that they just
dropped
too many hints?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. And that's what I mean. Like, they could have tightened it up and not dropped as many hints.
It just seems so obvious at the midpoint. Even before the midpoint, what was going on?
Oh, super obvious. It's obvious what is affecting these people almost immediately.
Oh, sure.
When he arrives.
Oh, like 15 minutes in the movie, you know what the hell is going on. 45 minutes in a movie, you know the actual overarching plot where this is going.
And then
you've still got an
hour
and a half to go of, admittedly, very disturbing, very creepy, something that, you know, stuff that makes you want to not watch the screen.
Very well made. I mean, the acting is really good.
But I can't recommend this movie to people. Like,
yeah, I don't. I wouldn't.
It's got a little bit of Shutter Island in it. It's actually got a little bit of The Matrix in it in the beginning. I felt very...
He said this guy could play some Harry Potter character. I don't know. I thought he could actually play a pretty convincing Leo in, like, Wolf of Wall Street or something.
Sure. No, he's got that kind of intensity, too.
Yeah.
There's one point in the movie where he grabs a chair and he challenges a bunch of people. And I'm like, huh, I wouldn't have thought that this guy could do that. But, like, in that moment, I believed it. But I'm just disappointed because I remember when I first saw this commercial and I'm like, man, this has got Matrix potential for, like, what the hell am I seeing? How do they have this tank full of eels with these people in aquarium tanks and this, you know, like these, and also it's set in a modern day, but it's also this throwback sanatorium. And how in the hell is all this going to hang together? Well, the answer is it doesn't.
I mean, the answer is it does. It just takes too long.
Yeah.
It's too obvious and it takes too long. And here's the thing. I think this movie is actually... You know what? Let me save it for the spoilers.
Okay.
Let me save it for the spoilers because I'm going to go into detail about
what
I think this movie is trying to do.
Right.
And whether or not it succeeds.
I feel you that because there's a couple points I want to make because it almost feels like a pastiche of a lot of better movies.
Okay.
Like, there's some Dracula in there. There's some Frankenstein in there. There's some The Fly in there. Mm. And I think Gore Verbinski had a core, very disturbing, creepy concept that maybe came to him, I don't know how or when. And he just – and I almost like – you almost have to make the film to see if it's going to work or not.
Kind of,
because it so much depends on the performances and the atmosphere and the visuals and if you can – and I can see this, like, on the page, like, oh, my God, this is super interesting.
Yeah.
And then when you get, you know, what are you going to do?
But I can't imagine that you see it on the page and you go, holy fuck, this is a Bible's worth of material here. Could we maybe cut it down a
little?
Or
just do some subterfuge about the main, like, maybe. They just way too much stuff, too much reveal. But I don't also structurally know what they'd change to make it better.
I feel like we might be doing the same, committing the same crime here, revealing a little too much.
Yeah, okay. In the non-spoiler section. But, you know, I looked it up and Rotten Tomatoes is about 38%, which I felt was about right.
Yeah.
Maybe a little low. I mean.
Yeah, I would say overall.
But
I
can see people hating this movie. And sure. I can also see a few people really loving this movie.
Yeah.
Especially if you're, I mean, I don't want to go back, but if, like, you're younger and you haven't seen a bunch of, like, really intense, you haven't seen Dark City. If you haven't seen Shutter Island, if this is, like, your first of those kind of movies, you haven't seen Donnie Darko, like, I can see, like, you going, like, gaga over this.
Yeah.
But if you have seen those better films, then there's not much new for you. Okay, shall we talk about trailers? Because I saw this at my neighborhood art house theater, and boy, howdy. Huh. You're not going to see the trailers. This is not going to be your Metroplex trailer selection.
Ooh. Did you get any red bands? Because I got one.
What the hell is a red? Ooh, no, I did
the
not.
The red preview
not trailer. Not appropriate for all audiences.
And the funny thing is, I don't remember what movie it was.
Shit.
I don't write stuff down when I'm in the theater, so.
Did you adore any trailers?
Yeah, so they did a like full-blown trailer for The Circle with Tom Hanks.
Okay, cool, because I know we're going to go see that, but I don't really know. And I know it's science fiction and it's Tom Hanks, but do you have a better feel for what it's going to be about?
Oh, yeah. So it's essentially like plays off of the information collection that's going on with like social media and cameras everywhere. And it's
little,
Tom Hanks running.
Snowden action.
Sure, yeah. It's Tom Hanks kind of running this large Google-esque corporation, which is aggregating all this data. and using it presumably to do good, to enhance people's lives and make the lives of their employees like really, really good. But it doesn't sit well with apparently her boyfriend, who is not like working at the company. He kind of sees that it's not all roses, mm-hmm. and there's some kind of battle there. And I think, is it Kate Mara? Is that her name?
Yeah, yeah.
The girl Zoe from House Cards. Mm-hmm. It looks like she's got to struggle with whether or not this is a positive or negative in her life. And I don't know how like deep it goes, how nefarious this whole operation really is.
Right.
Because the preview doesn't give it all away, but that's kind of the basic premise.
Okay. That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
So we got that coming up in a month or two. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to talk about?
I don't think so.
All right. So
nothing that stood out.
Here's the trailers in my movie. This one movie called Victoria, which is a German film from 2015 that won a bunch of German awards. The hook is it's a crime drama that takes place in one single night, and it's some woman's adventure in some kind of city. It's just over 2 hours, and it's filmed entirely in one take.
Oh, Jesus.
So I feel like I gotta see it just from that angle. Uh-huh. Like I was reading some reviews. I was waiting for you to show up, and like people said that like, you know, obviously the one take is cool and amazing, but if the story doesn't hold together, then who gives a shit? And people are saying that the story holds together, so that looks pretty cool. There's another German film called Tony Erdmann, which is like a comedy, and it seems to me, because it's all subtitled, and you know, it's also. It's so weird seeing foreign film trailers, but it seems to be like there's this older man, like in his late 60s, early 70s, visiting a successful businesswoman who is his daughter, that maybe they become estranged, or she just doesn't, you know, like she doesn't go visit him very often, and but he decides to like take a month off of his work and just come live with her. Or be with her, and like the misadventures they get into, and how he embarrasses her, and how he puts on this ridiculous wig, and I think that's the way the Tony Erdmann comes from. He takes on this persona of like her kind of business type salesperson, and he's got weird teeth, and like,
is this like an uplifting, just heartfelt?
It seems like it's one of those story? Like, you know, artsy fartsy comedies.
Okay,
which. Sometimes roll down the pike, and sometimes they're good and sometimes they're bad. And then the one that I'm really excited about is this documentary called I Am Not Your Negro, which is based on the unfinished work by James Baldwin, which is a fairly famous civil rights person who has got the distinction of being very much part of the struggle for black civil rights. But he's also a gay man, which got him into trouble because that, you know, a lot of civil rights movement, like Martin Luther King was friends with him, but then he had to distance himself from him because pressure from the moral component of the. So he kind of got like fucked over on both ends. Mm-hmm. And it's just like a lot of they take a lot of his appearances in like the 60s television on interviews, and they splice it together with Sam Jackson reading like these unfinished memoirs, and then they have documentary images of things like March on Washington and Selma intercut with like, you know, Black Lives Matter protests and whatnot, and it looks like the fucking business, and it's got a 98% fresh tomato rating. It just opened at the Marymount Theater today. So,
okay, I swear I saw a preview for this somewhere.
Probably, because it's getting a lot of critical buzz, and it looks really amazing. So I definitely want to see that. And that is the trailers you get at the Art Theater.
Oh, in Marymount. Fancy.
You have to. It's a theater. It's not. Yeah.
Let's get some culture.
Yeah, there's a Jewish film festival going on tonight.
Was there?
Yeah, like it's like they had their own like little wing that they were doing. You know, own separate tickets, and I didn't know because obviously I didn't expect that to happen. But
yeah.
Anyway, so this is the point where we say adieu to the people who are not club members, because we're about to talk to spoilers, and the spoiler part of the review is Club Bald Move members only. If you want to join the club, it's easy. Go to club.baldmove.com. Hey, free month. You get a free trial. You get a free month trial if you sign up.
If my teasing of what my specific comparisons got you on the edge of your seat.
If you want to see this ambitious trial. Yet ultimately failed experiment, our in-depth thoughts on it, then join us if you're a club member. If not, sign up, or we'll see you next time. I have no idea what the next. Every single time I resolve,
I
should.
It's either Free Fire or Logan.
I think it's Free Fire.
I think it's Free Fire. It's 2 weeks from now. Whatever it is.
It could be Logan. Let me see. I just got the thing. Oh, it actually definitely is Logan.
Logan. Okay.
It'll be Logan, which looks really, really good, and Free Fire, and then Ghost in the Shell.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. We got a barn burn in March coming in like a lion and out like a lamb. I don't know.
Sure.
I've lost. It's coming in like Wolverine and out like Scarlett Johansson. So there you go. We're going to dismiss everybody, club members. I'll see you in the spoiler section.